I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Big Pert on IG, it's just always.
Big Pert. Big Menon wants you to do it. Is Menon still a company?
By Menon.
By Menon.
Dude, you gotta be.
This is good content. Why are we wasting it?
You gotta be in your 30s or 40s to know what Menon is.
By Menon.
Right, if you, when you don't shampoo your hair, do you still throw like some conditioner in?
No.
Or do you just go straight just water?
I shampoo every time. You know what I do? I buy the shampoo and conditioner like mix. So I get that. It's the green bottle. I forget what the brand is, but.
Let's save this.
Yes.
We got to save
this. No, we're on right now. Yeah.
We are. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we are. Okay.
Yeah, we're going.
No, no. But,
oh,
by,
I have no
by
idea.
The way, we start talking about men and I'm turning us on. Like, the world.
Oh, I'm men.
The world needs to hear this conversation.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, all right. My bad. My
I'm
bad.
Good, man. But by the way, Nutteen in the chat, thank God you guys are back. Thank you. That's awesome.
I know. It's been 9 days.
I know. That's true. It has. It's been a little bit.
Ask the chat. What? How does the chat wash their hair?
I avoided it. Yeah, chat. How do you guys? How often do you wash your hair with shampoo? And what do you use? That's what I want to know.
Boobles. Because see, after like my 3 years of growing my hair out during COVID, my hair is so different now.
Yeah.
If I pull a long hair out, it's like a lot of right angles. It's like weirdly kinky when it's never been for 40 years.
What do you think?
I'm afraid there's like a pancreatic cancer thing behind it that I don't quite know yet. But my hair is totally different now.
Yeah.
Than before I grew it out long before COVID.
Is that science? Have they tied the pancreas to hair and how it grows out?
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying, like, there's something weird going on because I'll pull out a long hair and it looks like stairs. Yeah. It makes no sense. I've never had that before.
My pancreas doesn't make insulin. Yours fucks your hair up. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
So I got a little Menon update for you. I
love that.
So Menon sold to a Colgate in 1992, wow. And they've been Colgate. Since 92. Been slowly weeding out Menon.
Since 1992, so. Thank you for aging me by dropping the bye Menon.
30
Oh my God.
30 years ago.
I guess I remember my dad's stuff because I don't know shit.
There's no fucking way you used Menon at any point in your life. There's no way.
No. Oh, absolutely not.
There's no way. All right, let's get our answers from the chat. How often do you shampoo and what do you use? While you do that, welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. Tweet at us. I'm not going to give you the handles. You should know them by now. It's whatever. They're on all the stuff. You can find them. Tweet at us if you want. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery, and that. We record on Twitch every Thursday, kind of. It depends on the week. Twitch.tv/ABROG87, ABRAWG87. I also post those streams, if you miss them, on YouTube if you want to watch them. Just search for the Sports Brewery. You'll be able to find the episodes there on my personal page. All right, so I got some answers here. Let's see. First of all, Booble says he can take or leave the podcast in general. I don't believe you.
Fair enough. Yeah, I could too.
It's the Anchorman meme. I don't believe you. Yep.
I'm in the same boat, Booble.
Yeah. Nutteon says he shampoos every day, ?
Wow, it's bad for your hair.
And uses Redken Brews. I've never heard of that.
Oh, okay. Redken. Oh, look at you.
Well, you. Ooh,
that guy knows follicle hair.
That man gets
follicle care. Good for him.
That man knows a guy who can get him some Redken.
Yeah, Redken. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. And by the way, the guy is himself. He can get him himself. let's see. Bubble says every other day for him, and he does the 2-in-1 mix like I do. Is it fructose? Is that what it is?
Fructose.
Yeah, fructose. The green one. Yeah, that's what I use. Yeah. WCP says showers every time he takes a shower. Uses Head and Shoulders. Look at you, like a man. Like a man.
Troy Polamalu.
Shoulders. That's right. Yeah.
You guys use lava as soap, you animals. You animals. Jeez Louise. We got to use shampoo and conditioner as an aside.
I'm not sure if I go. I'm not sure if I go along with this entirely, but Booble says we need a One Men in March for support.
The Million Men in March? Is that what we're going on?
I feel like that's a little close to January 6th. Well,
kind of backing away from that one a little bit, yep.
I use a nice tea tree oil shampoo and conditioner. I really like it.
I've done that, yeah. It makes your follicles feel all, like, tingly. Yeah,
they tingle. Yeah, I like it. Yep. Avocado oil ones, not a big fan of. It makes my hair, like, just lay down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very gross.
Yep.
Very sad.
So as you can see, people who are watching us on Twitch, I am growing my hair out a little bit. It's the first time in a while. I'm trying to see what's going to happen here. Listeners, you'll just have to imagine it. By the way, Nettian says, that FKD money lit.
I would believe that. I believe you.
I believe you. All right. Should we talk sports at some point?
Throw me a deal on a PS5, Nate. Let's go. I still haven't jumped in yet, but I got to. My PS4 is wheezing.
Well, you give it another give it another year or two, and it's going to be PS6. So,
yeah. By the way, get you a PS5, man. Now's the time.
I'm going to. It's just about 2 months ago I realized that my PS4 literally was gasping for air. Yeah. Every time I turn.
He says PS4 sounding like a 747 taking off.
Yes. Like, yeah, yes.
I've experienced that with a console before too. Yep. Then the red lights came on. Remember those? Remember the Xbox 360 when the red
so
red
I
lights?
Have
yeah.
So I've got a PS4. Listen, I'm not up to date. And the Xbox, that's the second most recent one. Is that an X-Bone? I don't even know what it is at this point.
With the Series X?
I don't know. I don't even know. It's that old. It's like 4 years old. Pandemic, COVID, shots. I don't know. I forget everything. So I threw in Red Dead Redemption 2 the other day. I want to fire it up again. And this console told me, basically, I'm too fucking old for this shit. This ain't working. It ain't working. I was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to get the PS5. Fuck. I'll get it for Christmas. God damn it.
I'm too old for this shit, Riggs.
No, literally, it was just like, nope, not doing this. We are not doing Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah.
It's a shame. That's a fantastic.
Again, that's an old game. I played it once. Yeah. It's a fun game. Fantastic. I was just trying to kill time and do it again. And it told me no.
I hear you, man. Let's see. So where should we start with sports? Or should we talk sports?
There's sporting things.
There are sporting things. So, I mean, we got portal stuff going on. We got the Ducks added a home and home with Oregon State. Otani to the Dodgers. Draymond punched Nurk, which, by the way, like that whole scenario, like, just, I don't know, as a Blazer fan, like, Draymond punching Nurk is just sort of like it's a mind fuck, you know, like. Because we hated Nurk for such a long time, to see him get punched. Part of you's like, yeah, fuck that guy. But part of you's like, yeah, he's actually like a nice guy. I just didn't like him when he played for the Blazers.
He wasn't punchable. He was just brutal.
And what's funny about Draymond punching Nurk is last year, and even during the Rudy Gobert stuff, Nurk has been, there are like big time quotes where Nurk is very supportive of Draymond, very supportive. And then he was on the other end of it. And he was like,
I don't think he needs
some help. What was his quote? Like, what's wrong with that guy?
What's wrong with that?
I don't get the sense that he even like, it could have literally been anybody. Like when Draymond is swinging and flailing and kicking people, I genuinely don't think it's personal ever. I think he's just an idiot. Like, I think he's just wild and makes horrible decisions, and to this point has had nobody hold him accountable for it.
Speaking of Draymond, how many times has Draymond Green been suspended in his career? Each of you guess.
Like four?
Yeah, three.
Five. Can you guess when the first one was?
When he kicked dude in the nuts?
When he kicked LeBron in the nuts in the 2016 finals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and the other four have all been within a calendar year.
Wow.
And that does not count him punching Jordan Poole. So that's...
Wait, he didn't get one for the kicking Adams in the nuts twice?
Nope. Nope. Huh. That's why he got suspended for the LeBron one. Because they're like, okay, yeah. Three times in one postseason, you gotta go.
Third time kicking some dude in the nuts is the charm, apparently, with the NBA.
He went like 10 years in his career, including punching a teammate, and only was suspended once. And in the last calendar year, he has been suspended four times. It's insane.
He never got suspended for technical fouls accrued as well?
That was one of them. His first suspension last year, too many technical fouls. The second one is when he stepped on Domantas Sabonis' chest in the playoffs. The third one is Rudy Gobert. The fourth one is the Jusuf Nurkić. Like, that's just insane. Because if you look at his highlight reel, like you post, everyone's doing WWE. You would think, you know, he was joining the Wolfpack and had been suspended like 14 times. Nope, just five. And he went fucking like 7 years between them. And now he's got 4 and 11 months. It's insane.
That's probably why it's an indefinite suspension right now, because they did, you know, compile the four in a calendar year, like you said. Now, if that was spread out throughout his career, like he probably should have, he's probably just catching his five game suspension from this.
This is kind of a weird situation for the NBA, isn't it? Because I don't know that they've ever had a situation like this. Because, you know, they had Rashid, who would, you know, bitch at the refs all the time and get technicals. And it's like, okay, that's a pattern. Like, we follow this. We're going to suspend you based on that. But, like, a guy flailing and hitting people, like, that used to be allowed in the NBA. Like, you used to just be able to do that in the 70s and 80s and early 90s and shit. And then they changed the game, and there really hasn't been anybody consistently doing shit like this in the league. And so now they have to, like, set a precedent, and they're sort of being forced to. Like, you got the sense with Draymond's other shit that they really didn't want to, and they've sort of been avoiding it at all costs, like trying to like make a statement with him. And now they're to a point where he literally fucking flailed and punched a guy in the face. Like, you have to do something. Like, suspending indefinitely, like, you're gonna have to set a ground rule for what happens if you do something like this now.
I don't think it happens enough in the NBA now to where you need to set a precedent for it. I think the Ja Morant indefinite suspension kind of opened the door now to them doing this. Yeah. Like, they'll be like, all right, you're suspended. We'll figure out how long we think you should get now. Instead of, you know, they would, like, the next day they would toss out, you know, five games, you argue it, it goes to four maybe, or keep the five. And now they're like, if it hits these certain levels now, yeah, you just suspend them indefinitely and figure something out. I don't think it needs to set a precedent on, you know, an exact amount of games or something like that. Or,
well, do they need to make a statement though? Like, do they need to say, like, all right, you get 10 games, my guy. Like, you can't just punch a dude in the face. Like, no matter how much you try to make it look like you didn't mean to punch the dude in the face, you did punch the dude in the face. Like, forward. It wasn't like a backward flail or anything like that. You spun.
It was a windmill
him.
Punch.
It was a windmill was. Punch, dude. You were looking at him when you hit him, like. So
no, but this
it's got to be significant, right?
Yeah, but again, this is because of these compiled suspensions in the last year.
Yeah,
this is, you know, if this was any other player did this, there would have been suspension handed down already, and that's what it was. But yeah,
so it's so you're calling it like a compiler suspension, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Derek Jeter of suspensions.
The Emmitt Smith of suspensions.
The Emmitt Smith of suspensions. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I think they're fine with, you know, one-offs are going to happen. It's the NBA. People get heated. I mean, what was it, a couple years ago, that guy that charged the entire team and tried to take them all on? That
Isaiah Stewart for the Pistons?
Yeah. Shit like that's just going to happen occasionally. But if he does it again, now I think it'll start setting precedent of problematic players. I just don't think there are any right now other than Draymond.
All right. We promised to keep this tidy and quick and clean.
Yep.
Let's move on. Next More up. NBA news. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Boy, he loves balls, doesn't he?
Yeah, sure. Ball is life, right?
Ball is life.
Ball is life. Yep. I don't get the reference. Did I miss something? I probably did.
Yeah, you missed it.
Do you have the internet, man?
Hey, we're breaking news on this weekly podcast. Let's go, man. Let the people know.
He scored like 64. Okay, audience, sorry. We got to describe this to the guy who's just sitting in his shower, shampooing his hair and growing his beard out, being all vain. Yeah. So last night, the Bucks played the Pacers in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a career high and a franchise record. I believe it was 64 points. Could be 65, whatever, whatever. So he wanted the ball back and to give it to his mom. Because he scored, you know, franchise record, career high. Well, he thought the Pacers had the ball. And the Pacers said they had the ball because they were giving it to some rookie scrub. I don't know. First career points. Where technically his first career points were on Saturday against the Lakers in the in-season tournament final. But the in-season tournament final stats don't count. It's the only game in the in-season tournament where the stats don't count. So he didn't score. Everyone thought he may have scored. So they took the ball, allegedly, and Giannis Antetokounmpo ran to the locker room, came back out, was scrapping and scraping because he wanted the ball. Well,
he looked like George Brett coming out of the dugout running into the locker
room. Yeah, the pine tar game. The pine tar. But the funniest thing about it is when people looked at the video, and then so then he goes, he's calmed down, he's been separated multiple times, doing post-game interviews, he's like, I don't think this is the ball. This is not the right ball. I've fondled many balls. These are not, this is not the ball. Not the ball. If you look at the video, a team security, whatever guy for the Bucks had the ball that Giannis wanted the entire time. So the Pacers gave a ball to a guy for his first NBA points when he literally scored NBA points 72 hours ago, but they don't count because we're doing the soccer in-season tournament thing. And they already had the ball and Giannis was pissed and it was a whole thing. Get the internet guy. Get on TikTok.
It seems like an overreaction.
Oh, it was.
Okay.
And then Giannis said he wanted to give it to his mom at first, and then it was he wanted to give it to Damian Lillard. What the fuck does Damian Lillard want to do with like a 60?
He seems like Giannis seems like a guy who started being a professional athlete when he was still a child. You know, he seems like a guy who hasn't actually interacted with real people in his life. And the fact that he'll, you know, go all child over a basketball like that is kind of telling about that.
There was also happening in the game as well.
Real quick, like, so the Pacers gave the wrong ball to their guy on purpose?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Not on purpose.
I love that part of the story too. That's also great.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Like, whatever, dude. Just take a ball from the game. There's a few of them. It's fine.
You're only going to score 20 more of these in your career. So just take this. just take it.
That's something George Kittle does. Like if you ever watch the 49ers and like a player scores a touchdown and they spike it, he always runs after the ball and grabs it and like gives it to the sideline people just in case. Like one of his things is like if they spike it, it bounces up really high in the air and he'll like fair catch it and then he'll take it to the sideline for the guy just in case he wants it. Most of the time they don't. Like if McCaffrey scores a touchdown, he doesn't give a shit. But like sometimes guys do. And so he always likes to make sure.
Random tangent. But like probably 3-4 weeks ago, I'm watching Red Zone. I think it's the Vikings. Is Andrew Mattison a person? Mattison. Someone for the Vikings, I believe was a tight end, caught a touchdown.
He's a running back, Mattison.
Running back. Okay, yes. It was like a 5-yard reception for a touchdown.
Even fantasy football, man? Figure it out. Jeez. Yeah.
And literally, like 2 minutes later, they get a shot on the sideline, and it's some employee for the Vikings writing third career touchdown. Enough. Enough. That is not a momentous touchdown. First, I get it. 50th, okay. 25, 100. There are certain blocks of time that are, or things that are important. Your third career touchdown, not worthy of putting that on the ball. I'm just saying.
Allegedly, Giannis wanted to give the ball to Dame for getting fifth all time in 3-pointers made, says WCP. Allegedly.
Fifth
all time.
Wow. Loser. Yep.
Booble says,
hey, what does the L in Lillard stand for? Loser.
L7 Weenie. Booble says Dame is Debo, Giannis is DJ Pooh on that team. If you've ever seen Friday. Mm-hmm. The score is 63-7 Oakland right now.
No, it's not.
Over the Chargers.
Dave, 63? I turn it off at 48.
Yeah.
You better get used to not saying Oakland anymore, Froggy.
I was reading Booble's thing. Yeah.
It's like A's. Vegas. You're gonna want to say Oakland A's and A's.
My bad.
63 points.
Boy, Easton must be sick. Austin. Stick. He must be sick to his
play stomach. On words.
Must be sick.
Yeah. I'm a wordsmith.
Yep. Brilliant. That's why
the Chargers coaching regime has gotten rather stalely.
Yeah, in your face. Stick just threw a touchdown. He's got
63-14.
Jesus.
I mean, Justin Herbert lost a game 70-21 in his life, so, you know.
Who's playing quarterback for the Raiders tonight?
Aiden O'Connell. Who looks like Farva from Super Troopers.
63 points with Aiden O'Connell? Isn't Staley a defensive coach?
Allegedly.
What is happening?
Allegedly.
He's going to get fired today.
He should.
Today.
Leave him there.
Yes. His job is not going to exist later this evening.
Like, I know he lives in Los Angeles, but if you're going to get fired, what a great city to get fired in Las Vegas.
That's true. Yeah.
Just go to a high roller club. Just have the worst 9 hours of your life. Rent out a room. Wake up on Tuesday.
Yeah, you.
I don't even know a date. On Thursday. Wake up on Saturday. I don't know. Just. He's not going to coach them next year. Yeah, we all know.
You can sauce your sorrows very well in Vegas.
Yes.
That's the place.
But I think the problem with Staley, I think he coached himself out of being like a coordinator now in the NFL, too. Who's going to hire him as a defensive coordinator going forward?
He's a position coach now.
Or he's going to find his way to the college ranks.
No, he'll in like 5 years, he'll be a DC again, guaranteed.
He's been there for 3 years. I think they were third to last and second to last in defense. And he's a defense coach.
You know, what are you gonna do with Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson, that guy from Florida State at safety who could never stay healthy. I can't remember his name. What are you gonna do with all that talent? Yeah, you know,
Derwin James,
that other cornerback whose dad was a cornerback in the NFL, you know. What are you going to do with all that? Not Merton Hanks.
Did you say Merton Hanks?
Yeah.
The name
that's hit me is Sam Madison Jr., and I absolutely know it's not Sam Madison's kid. But I feel like he played for the Dolphins, and I think the kid went to Alabama. I'm drawing a blank.
Does Merton Hanks have a child?
Have a child?
Does he really?
I have no idea.
Where did you pick up the name Merton Hanks?
I think they have a guy. I think it's a guy with the Hanks. Not Merton Hanks.
Remember the Big Bird dance he used to do after he got an interception? It's fucking fantastic. Kids, if you're listening to this podcast and you have never seen Merton Hanks' interception dance, go watch it. It's great.
And was he a safety?
He was a safety. Yeah, free safety.
Yeah.
That team had Tim McDonald as a strong safety. I remember that team very well. That was my formative years 49ers team.
They were good, right?
Yes, they were. They won a Super Bowl.
Yep. And then they were not so good.
That was the year they decided that the salary cap didn't matter and just signed a. They got Dion and.
Here's why haven't teams figured this out?
Asante Samuel Jr. That's what I'm thinking of. Jeez Louise.
Correct.
That's bad.
Why is it taking teams so long to realize that salary caps don't matter? Luxury cap, they don't matter. Well, now you just defer money forever and not fuck with caps anymore.
Well, I mean, most football players are not going to do deferments.
No, but
that's a pretty good transition into Shohei, yeah. Ski. Very well done.
Bullshit. That contract is bullshit.
It's like you've been doing a
podcast. I love Shohei. Or I should say I love Shohei. I'm anti-Shohei now. Go away, Tani, is what I call him. Boo Tani. I got no
Boo Tani.
Yeah, I got no chance. I got no love for him now.
Called the sinking sun now instead of
Sinking sun, yeah.
Oh, I don't like that at all. No, no, don't do that.
Can we drop a third nuke somewhere over there?
No, okay, that's worse. That's worse.
I'm just giving you pearls of wisdom.
All right, that was good. You won me back.
Some people are going to harbor resentment for that comment. Finish it off. From Ohtani's perspective, in his
aloha means goodbye.
It's one of the most brilliant contracts you could sign. You know, you play for $2 million a year for 10 years. They have all the cap space now to not hit the luxury tax. And then I think it was Passan or someone came out and said that, you know, after 10 years, like from when you signed a contract, you're not taxed in the state where it was signed. It's where you currently live. So he found a loophole to avoid paying that California tax of $680 million. It's insane. How is there not a rule that for the amount you could defer? You shouldn't be allowed to defer that much money.
Well, no, and like it pisses me. Like players defer payments all the time. It's why Bobby Bonilla is famous. Ken Griffey Jr. is still getting $3 million a year. Blah blah blah.
Brett Saberhagen
still getting paid. Freddie Freeman deferred payments with the Dodgers. So did Mookie Betts. Okay, they didn't defer $68 million a year for 10 years. That's insane. That's cheating. It's cheating. I don't. My team's not competitive. It's not even about that. My team stinks. They're never. I don't even watch them, but that is like there are arguments against having salary caps in any league. Get it, free market, all that. But this is flagrantly flaunting a loophole, like so much. I can't even believe an agent agreed to it. I honestly can't believe an agent agreed to it.
I did see some breakdown. I mean, he makes $50 million in endorsement money from Japan. So that money now, it doesn't really affect him. But, you know, less taxed of money of $680 million in 10 years, that looks a lot better. I could see why his agent pushed that. I can't see how a franchise did it. Unless they're going to find another loophole in 10 years to where they could get – they're going to have $68 million towards their luxury tax for a decade without a player playing.
And I know no one listening to us gives a fuck about baseball. Braga doesn't even give a fuck about baseball.
I mean, not that the A's are going to Oakland. Fuck that.
Well, I guess Mitt Booble cares about baseball, but that's about it. It's me, Ski, and Booble. That's fucking it.
He just asked if the agent's fee is deferred too.
Ooh.
It's a good question. Because like his percentage is very significant on this deal. And so, I mean, his percentage, so what does he get, like 15, 20%?
No, I think it's lower than that. Under 10, for sure.
It's like 8% or something like that. Still, that's a lot of money in this case. He like his 8% is more than Shohei is going to actually make in the next few years. Huh. Good question.
But I'm just going to say before we move on, because no one gives a shit about baseball.
No, go for it.
I've never rooted against the Dodgers because of salary cap or, you know, salary, whatever. I know the deal in baseball. Gonsolin's is still injured. Dusty May is still injured. They got Kershaw. Walker Buehler is coming back.
Kershaw's a free agent, by the way.
I just assumed he's coming back. But what my point is, you watched the Dodgers last year, and again, none of you did, because no one likes baseball except for me, Ski, and Booble, and we're losers.
Absolutely not, yeah.
For the last 8 weeks of the season, probably longer, and then in the playoffs, the Dodgers were starting Clayton Kershaw's dusty ass and rookies, because Urias was an abuser. The guy who went to Japan a couple years ago. They had three guys go out injured, Bauer and all this stuff. In the last couple of years, they don't have pitching. They're not winning the World Series. Congrats to them. And if you really want to look at scam salaries in baseball, look at the fucking Atlanta Braves. I swear to fucking God, they take advantage of players from Latin American countries who have no fucking clue that they can make $400 million, and they get them for 7 years and $100 million. It makes no fucking sense. The Braves are scammers too.
Follow up on your Dodgers. They just made a trade and got Tyler Glasnow.
Oh, they finished? Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, okay. They traded that, their best young pitcher. But the whole thing about the whole Ohtani deal in general is now they could pay Yamamoto $300 million and put that on the salary. And that's fine, because you deferred $68 million is off your books. So now you could bring in a guy and pay him $30 million a year, and you're fine. That's what pisses me off about deferring the money, is now they found the loophole to have this 10-year window where they have superstars, and I guarantee they're going to find a way out of it in a decade. But on the other hand, this, I can't believe the other teams are letting this happen, because, you know, it's collective bargaining. These teams should be getting that luxury money that they should be paying. The small market teams are not making this money that they have deferred for 10 years.
I do know that, because the baseball cap thing is weird. It does. I think the number is $44 million a year. It is still technically like a $44 million a year hit for the Dodgers.
On the book.
Yeah, on the books. It's still a great deal for them, and the money filtering down is not what it should be. But it is a little higher than just the $2 million that everyone kind of fixates on. But it's still fake money. It's still fucking fake money. And I say this, and I hate them, but you want to know what? When I'm down in Huntington Beach in July, guess where I'm going? I'm taking that 9-hour, 30-mile drive to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, just try not to get stabbed, and you're good.
Oh, you know, I won't wear a Giants hat. I'll be good.
If you needed a reminder that this is the January 6th podcast, King is going to Huntington Beach.
Hey, Newport Beach is worse. Newport Beach is worse. Just, not by much.
Just FYI.
Oh, and they're both terrible.
Who is the MMA guy who's like their mayor?
Oh, God.
Tito Ortiz.
God damn. So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Oh,
guy
boy.
With extreme CTE.
Yeah.
Is the mayor, just because he's like, how about these Mexicans? They suck. Yeah.
Booble said,
we're old and retired.
Booble says he was recalled. All right.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Oh, good.
All right. Good for them, I guess. should we talk Ducks at some point? There's some Ducks stuff to talk about.
Gabriel's official now. So
Dylan Gabriel. Yes.
Like last time we talked, it was still should they get. So
remember, we had said last week that we wanted Cam Ward. We were excited about Cam Ward, but if they got Dylan Gabriel, that's fantastic. And they got Dylan Gabriel, and you know what? That's fantastic. Like 3,700 yards, 30 touchdowns, 6 interceptions last year for Oklahoma. I think they lost, or this year. I think they lost 2 games like this year. Like he's a great quarterback. He's going to end up starting more games than Bo Nix did, who set the record. Like, what more do you want? That works.
I mean, I've already seen some talking heads come out and saying, by getting Gabriel, they're already, you know, that puts them in the Big Ten championship mix with that get, is what they were saying.
I literally read something from Vegas, saying just getting Dylan Gabriel and the Ohio State quarterback situation means Oregon's the favorite of the Big Ten. I mean, come on. Come on!
You gotta love it.
Not believing it!
It's obviously very early, and it wasn't a Vegas line. It was just some football guy. he had Gabriel as the fourth pick for the Heisman going into next year.
That's fair. I mean,
if he's going to be fourth in the Heisman, you got to think the Ducks are going to have, well, going to have to maybe fill out a couple other spots now with some guys leaving early. So,
I mean, my thing with Gabriel, and I said this last week, is he's going to roll out of bed. He's going to throw 38 touchdowns. He's going to run for 9. It's fine. I just thought Cam Ward, he's a bigger risk than Gabriel because, you know, we haven't seen it at that level. His ceiling was higher. So I'm perfectly fine with Gabriel, not complaining. For all I know, maybe he throws 50 touchdowns next year.
Healthy, but, you know,
of course,
better offensive line might help that. He's not going to have Oklahoma guys blocking for him, or where was he at? UCF. Might not get murdered now. You
know, I think Gabriel helps the portal situation more and helps the recruiting situation more. So if you're going to bring in guys who play other positions, wide receivers, running backs, because Bucky declared for the draft, which was interesting. But if you're going to bring in like a high level guy who's going to play alongside him, I think Gabriel gives you a better chance of getting those really high level guys than Ward would. I could be wrong.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not upset they got Gabriel
at all. Yeah.
Save for a 1 year rental in this portal draft era that we're in, he's the number one.
Especially if they can get Dante Moore, like they're saying.
I was going to say. Yeah. And if they can get Moore as well, holy fuck. And again, none of us thought he looked like a surefire five-star guy when he played this year. But A, he's a true freshman. B, UCLA's offense is eh. And C, they pulled him out. The rotation was weird. They played four guys all year. It was bizarre. But from everything you read, he wants to sit and learn.
Does he have to sit because he, when you hit the portal as
he just wants to?
From
what I'm understanding from just little blurbs, that last year at UCLA was not good on his like mental, like it just not like mental health wise, but just football wise, it sent him a little haywire. So he wants to. He's perfectly fine sitting and waiting behind someone. So we'll see. You know, it sounds like it's between Oregon and Michigan. So
have I got a place for you to sit right here, Eugene, Oregon. Have fun.
Yeah. Why not?
With a QB that, you know, is going to be gone next year for sure.
It's perfect. Yeah. Yep. And by the way, with that, Ty Thompson entering the portal too. So, you know, I feel like I don't think any of us has a negative thing to say about Ty Thompson. You know, like while he was here, he had that year where he was just awful. We laughed at him, gave him shit, but he never his play never really affected Oregon.
And we also said that like in 2022 they threw him in weird situations, bringing him in against Utah when it's 29 degrees to run a fake reverse throwback pass for no fucking reason was weird. The fumble was bad, but it was a weird situation.
Yeah, and you sort of saw last year when they let him actually run the offense when he'd come in the games, he was good. Like, he ended up playing pretty well.
He's fine.
Yeah, he was fine. You know, he's not, I don't think he was ever going to be what Oregon needed him to be. Like, he's not going to be a Bo Nix. He's not going to be a Gabriel. He's not going to be like, he's not starting quarterback for Oregon caliber talent. He just isn't.
But he's probably a DJU.
DJU, yeah.
Yeah.
But in your guys' eyes, then, is Dante Ward potentially that, though?
Well, we don't know. That's the gamble.
He's more athletic, isn't he?
Yes. And I think 3 years in, we kind of know that Ty Thompson
we know what he is.
Yeah, which is fine. That's totally fine.
I mean, I could see him going to an okay school as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like a Texas Tech level school. And probably
He should go to Washington State.
They could.
That's beneath him.
Is it?
Maybe at this point.
That'd be great.
I don't know if you saw the Wazoo and OSU schedule releases today, but
they're fantastic. Great schedules, fellas. Enjoy those games.
But before we move on, there's a specific caller into John Canzano's show. I think his name is Mike. And he's a terrible caller. He hates Oregon. He famously said Colorado would beat him by 40 and then didn't call in for like 2 months until they lost to Washington in the Pac-12, whatever. And he called in, the other, I saw a clip on Twitter that he called in and said, not only is Liberty a better team than Oregon, they should be the 20-point favorites, and that Ty Thompson should go to the Supreme Court and sue Dan Lanning for racial discrimination.
All right.
That's, yeah, I was like, oh, that's quite the escalation there. Not quite Selma, Alabama here, guy. This ain't Rosa Parks. This is just sports.
That take is on fire.
Yeah, I don't want to tell. I don't know if you've seen Dylan Gabriel's complexion, but he ain't white either.
whole bunch of guys he coaches ain't white.
While we're still on the Ducks, though, so Powers Johnson, it makes sense him leaving early, right? He's Remington winner. The centers are desperately needed in the NFL.
He's the fifth Oregon player to ever be a unanimous All-American. Like he is very, very good and will be drafted in the first like two rounds next year.
By the way,
first round. Yeah.
Fifth is a hard word for me. That extra F, I don't know how to spell it. It's fifth. I know it.
Fifth. Yeah. Fifth.
But I just want to spell it fifth.
Fifth.
I want to, that extra F needs to get out of here.
We're doing
Revenge of the Fifth.
We're doing the black sheep thing right now. Like, ROADS.
Right, roots.
Yeah, one of those weird words, man.
No, he makes sense leaving. Bucky, though, do you think that was just his ceiling? So he's like, I'm going to try to go now.
He's a running back. They don't stay 4 years anymore.
Yeah, and it's such a crapshoot in the NFL, too. Like, I don't know. And it's totally one of those things where, yes, he stays another year. What's he going to gain by staying another year?
NIL money?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, okay, that's a good point. But if your goal is to go to the NFL and try to make a roster, I don't know that staying an extra year at Oregon was going to make a difference. You know?
Like, yeah, like I said in the Discord, by the way, follow us on Discord at the Sports Brewery. Need an invite, talk to Alex, not me and Ski, because we don't give a fuck. At the Discord.
Yeah,
But once he got hurt against USC, I was like, eh. Once we knew he was fine, I was like, he's going pro. Because he had his scare. He's not going to stick around for another year to be a fourth round pick if everything goes well. And maybe he tears an ACL and everything goes to shit. So,
yeah.
So coming back for Oregon next year at running back, Whittington's going to be healthy. Who knows what his injury even is. But Whittington's going to be there. And Whittington, when healthy, is good. I mean, he produces.
Do you want him as your lead back good, though? See, that's
sure.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, remember, Oregon.
I almost want James, honestly.
Yeah, Oregon doesn't have a lead back. So you're going to have Whittington, you're going to have James splitting carries all season. And that's great. And you have Dowdell and...
Dowdell's gone now.
He transferred today.
Did he? Yeah. I missed that.
Today. Yeah,
wow. we talked about it on the Discord, Alex. The Discord. Yeah. Solid Brewery at the Discord. Alex pays attention to us.
Solid Brewery.
See, that's the one where I personally think they need to grab someone in the portal. I don't know if I could go whole year just trusting those two. Because I don't even know who else is even after Dowdell.
There's that Lemar guy.
Did he not leave also?
Lemar.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he's still around.
I don't know. I'm checking the Discord. Sports Brewery in the Discord if you want to get breaking news. Is there anything else I missed? I don't know. I think they're going to be fine at running back, though. I do. Like, assuming Whittington and James both stay and... That's great. I like their backfield. I like Dylan Gabriel with them. Who knows what receiver is going to be, though? So, you know, now the idea is you hang on to Holden and hang on to Tez if you can. And if you can...
And Gary Baker.
And Gary Brooks. Gary Bryant.
Gary Bryant, yeah. Gary Baker. I think Gary Baker was a defensive lineman for the Ducks who may have transferred to UW last year.
But I tell you what, though, like those three guys and then the tight ends, like you're fucking set. Like that's a lot of talent on the offense still. So
yeah, well, like I said, we'll wait and see. There's going to be some portal shit happening. So
yep.
I wouldn't be surprised to grab someone there too.
Moving on to other Duck sports. Did you guys see the attendance for the Cal Baptist Oregon game on Tuesday?
Was it under 2,000 people?
No, it was. I think it was 4,100 and change. It was officially the lowest attended game at Matthew Knight Arena from the men's team ever. And on Saturday when they played UTEP. SMU? UTEP. Yeah, UTEP. It was like 5,100. Boy.
I mean, students doesn't help those numbers.
Oh, of course. But still, Jesus Christ, man.
And I've been saying, and it's not an awful product right now. It's not a great product.
They're not a bad team. They're not bad to watch right now. They're not making the tournament with this team. No. But
there's something. No one wants to see Cal Baptist.
No.
That's the problem. It's college basketball. You play so many scrubs here. The attendance numbers are going to be down everywhere outside, you know, like Cameron Arena and shit like that.
Right. And like I said, like I went to that Michigan game a couple weekends ago where there were 11,000 people in there. It was fun.
It was 7 o'clock tip off on a Tuesday. Also,
I know. Yeah. James Crepia put out the attendance figure and it just brought out everyone doing reruns on, I miss Matt Court. Oh, I want to walk into a game and smell sweat and see rats and hear them play Steely Dan on the trumpet. There's too much hippity hop on the Jumbotron for me. Just.
Ugh. Are these people just anti-DJ Gemini?
Honestly.
What I don't get is I see these people complain about the music and the lighting. And I'm like, the football games are just, it's not DJ Gemini anymore. I can't remember the guy's name, but it's not Gemini. But I'm like, the guy works football games too. And at every fucking second where there's a break, he's like on the field shooting t-shirt cannons and doing, you know, karaoke on the Jumbotron. It's the same thing. We just don't like basketball the way we like football here. It's the same fucking in-game experience. Like, oh, I want to hear the band. Go to a fucking... Is that Coming Home to Oregon song played on the band? No. Is Shout played by the band? No. Is on every third down, do you hear the band or do you hear the fucking Jumbotron? Are you ready? Are you ready? Whatever that song is. No, it's the same fucking product. You just don't like the basketball product because it's not as good as the football product. Stop being an old person and blaming it on black people and hip hop. It's enough.
You know, the only time my child was a kid. I took the family to the USC game. The only time my child was interested in the game whatsoever is when songs were being played by the DJ. Not the band.
Exactly.
Band is trash. The band has played the same songs.
Focus groups.
The band has played the same songs for like 30 or 40 years now.
I want to hear Louie Louie again.
Come on, man.
Why are we being so old?
Nope. My kid literally started dancing. That's the only interest he had in the game at all.
I went to a couple football games this year, and I forgive me, this is my age showing, but that song was like, yee, bow, 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 yee, yee, that they play all the time.
Oh my God, that song's a fucking banger.
It's a banger, and all the kids loved it. My kids loved it. Every kid loved it.
I loved it.
Under 30 loved it. And I'm just hearing people saying they want to fucking hear the Allman Brothers play through a trombone. Fuck out of here.
I mean, who doesn't want to hear Jessica by the U of O band? I mean,
right? Like, I heard someone told me yesterday that the name of the band is like the Green Garter Band. I didn't even fucking know that. Don't care. I like college bands; they're fine. It's 2000. It's almost 2024. They're kind of not, and they're antiquated at this point.
You know what? The Oregon band would be fine, and I don't necessarily like where this conversation is going, the fact that we're just trashing the Oregon band right now, but like they would be fine
and
if they mixed up songs. Like, add some new ones into the rotation. Do some, like, play the Trick Daddy song. Come on, man. That's like, I've seen other college bands like bring in newer songs. That's not a new song, but you know what I mean.
The kids at U of O weren't alive when that song came out.
Karina is now in her 50s.
Bring in songs. Shut up. Come on, man.
Great. It's great.
Great. Real five, baby. MIA.
Boobel says, I just gave the plot of Drumline. Yeah, pretty much.
But no, like the thing I don't mind about it, whether it's football or basketball, is you got the band. We're in a hippie town. Totally get it. That's the rep. Playing songs from the 60s. I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Gary Glitter. Gary Glitter.
I mean, stop. It's kind of a jam, though.
Get out of here with that.
It's kind of a jam.
I've heard it like 600 times in my life now. I'm over it.
But it's counterbalanced by the DJ, and people just need to shut the fuck up. Because like I've said before, if your reason for not going to an Oregon basketball game is the court is ugly or you don't like the DJ, you weren't going anyway. You weren't going.
No.
So I don't want to hear it. And I'm sick of it. And fuck you. It's enough. It's overdone. I'm tired of it. The arena is almost 15 fucking years old. Shut the fuck up. Chip Kelly was in his second year at Oregon when it opened up. His second year. Can we stop? Matt Court was great. It was time. There was nothing more they could do. Stop it, old people. Stop it, white people. It's enough. It's enough.
Well, the problem is there's your demographic that go to basketball games.
I know, and I totally get it. But I'm seeing people that are like our age, and we're old, you know, compared to, you know, Zoomers. We're old as fuck, too. But we're not that old. We're old enough to have perspective to see. And I don't, like I said, I'm sorry there's not Hall & Oates being played. But just grow up.
I wish there was some Hall & Oates being played.
That's a springtime. At a baseball game or a softball game, I want to hear Hall & Oates. It's yacht season. But wintertime, I don't want to hear Hall & Oates.
You got your boat shoes on. You're getting sunburned.
Sperry's, a white polo, just turning pink as shit. That's when I want to hear Hall & Oates. I don't want to hear it.
Speaking of Sperry's and white polos, did you guys watch the end of The Golden Bachelor? Got to bring that back, right?
No, he's problematic. Don't like Gary.
Whoa, problematic. I'm curious. Ooh,
problematic.
Why. Yeah.
Because he's multiple women have come out in the recent like weeks saying that he told them the same story. He's like, oh, my wife died and I haven't dated in months. And so they gave him the sympathy, you know, guac, guac.
Sympathy bang.
Yeah. And then they break up and they realize that he's been using that line on everyone because he used it on the motherfucking Golden Bachelor.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, when your fastball is 99 miles an hour, you're just going to throw your fastball until someone hits it out of the park. So keep doing it.
Yeah. He got himself on TV, man. He's getting married now. You know, the weird thing about that show that I sort of realized is they film it and then they make them not go out in public together for like 6 months. Like, that's crazy. Like, you could realize you don't like the person in 6 months, you know, like, let alone like not go out in public together and then get married and shit. Jesus. Wild. So I guess we missed our shot with doing our, you know, third extra podcast doing the Golden Bachelor breakdown.
We did. You know. I'm missing out on our zero money.
We got Joey and the Bachelor coming up. So if anybody wants that, let us know. All right. All right. Nobody wants that. So back to the portal, the Ducks. So Bucky going pro, the Ducks losing Bridges, TriQuest Bridges, Brian Addison from the secondary, Chris Hudson as well. in addition to Ty Thompson. Yeah. So, I mean, all of those guys make sense. Losing Bridges kind of stinks. I mean, he played quite a bit. He's good depth guy. You know, I don't know. And I guess Jackson went pro too, right? Like the corner.
Kyrie.
Yeah. So he went pro too. Yeah. So you know, they're going to have to rebuild quite a bit of the secondary next year. Like, so.
The talking head I was watching was breaking down how they had a lot of freshmen and sophomores on their 2D playing this year. So they've gotten some experience already. So hopefully it's not that much of a shock when they have to fill in next year.
Is Birch coming back?
It sounds like it's on the fence now.
Okay.
Sounds like it was an automatic no, but it sounds like he might be leaning towards coming back.
They're convincing him?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Dorlus is obviously going to be pro next year. He was a senior anyways, but yeah, so, you know, they're going to have to replace quite a bit of that defense and sort of, you know, fill in some holes. But they have proven, borderline erotic. They have proven that they can do that. So we'll see. The other big one today, I think it was Aiden Childs going to Michigan State, right? Yep. So Jonathan Smith keeps Aiden Childs, takes him to Michigan State with him. DJU also transferring from Oregon State, in case you were wondering. So
that Sun Bowl is going to be ugly.
That non-con game against Oregon State next year is going to be fun.
did Martinez officially hit the portal?
No, he's staying.
Is he staying?
And
apparently
has been talking shit about people who have been leaving. So.
Talking shit about Bucky on Twitter the other night. He was retweeting all these people being like, I told you he was better than Bucky. Bucky's a bum. All right. Whatever.
Sure, guy.
Whatever. Yeah.
Someone responded. Oh, God, what did they say? Because he retweeted like 7 just random people basically saying the same thing. And they said something that like he could have used his speed to drive away from the cops or something like that.
Bucky would have juked him.
No, not in the last month.
Yeah. Not while he's banged up. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Bucky would have been driving down the road and just turned into a stop sign.
Yeah.
That's what would have happened.
Yeah. do you have, we don't have any games coming up. Like, we have no lines.
I do.
Right?
I got two real quick.
All right, cool.
Two lines real quick.
All right, let's do lines.
All right. I just picked the two that are happening from
lines,
now.
Lines everywhere. Lines. Yeah. God damn it, it's December. Why are we still doing lines? You're a degenerate. Keep picking lines.
So there's
lines.
Two Pac-12 teams playing in bowls from now until the next podcast. So first one, the LA Bowl. You might want, it's your Bruins king. They're 4.5-point favorites against Boise City.
Hey, Ski, what's the L in LA Bowl stand for?
Loser.
Lines.
Lines.
Lines. Sorry, my Bruins are what?
4.5-point favorites.
Oh, give me the Bruins.
Boise City. I'm going Boise City. Yeah.
You know, I didn't do too much looking into it. I think Boise City might be playing like their third string quarterback.
So is UCLA, I think, right?
Yeah. They're playing Garbers is still there.
Who's Garbers?
Yeah. Is he? So yeah, give me UCLA.
Yeah.
And I think Steele maybe is still playing too. Yeah, so they could win this one.
I'm holding on to it. I'm sticking with Boise.
Then we got another great one. Here's the other one. We got the Independence Bowl. We got Cal and Texas Tech. Tech a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah. Where's Tyler Shutt going?
Louisville. Hey, Ski. What does the L in Louisville stand for?
Lines.
Hey, you're coming along.
I got off.
You're on your game. You're on your game.
Lines.
You know what? When I hear independence, I feel like it's synonymous with freedom. And when I think of freedom, I look at the state of California and I look at the state of Texas. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the woman in the state of Texas who has a birth that is impossible. What's the right way to say that? A birth that would kill her.
Viable.
Not a non-viable pregnancy. And the state of Texas is saying, you still have to give birth to this nine non-viable baby. So when I think of independence and freedom, I think of Cal. Yes, give me the Bears.
I spent a wonderful day walking around the Berkeley campus last week. I had never been there before. Walked around it. It's a wonderful place. It really is awesome. I'm going Texas.
Hey, producers, hit the rich person sounder. Yeah. Ooh, it's been a day walking around
you
Berkeley.
You got the ching sound effect, don't you? I think you do, right? Come on. Wait for it. Hang on.
No.
Nope, it's gone. All right.
It's gone.
Ching! And mine's just a pure anti-U pick. I'm taking Cal.
Yeah,
I'm
so
down by like 12.
I'm giving you guys 2 points here. So we're gonna make this bowl season interesting. All right, any other ones?
Yeah, we're done. No, I didn't want to. You want me to go through the awful early bowl games and make picks? No. So I picked sure two Pac-12. We're done.
Booble says we'll fix it in post. By the way, adding the sound effect. Fix it in post.
Thank you, Booble.
Thank you. All right, let's do our list and end this thing. How about that? Where did our list come? Oh, it was Nutsian in the Discord. So Sportsbury in the Discord, by the way. Ask at Jeromny for an invitation to the Discord. He loves the Discord and he likes getting tweeted at. So definitely ask him about it. Our list this week is which top three streaming services to watch Oregon State games next year? Because they're in the Mountain West, kind of. They're playing Mountain West teams. They also play Oregon. They also don't have any good players. Or Martinez, I guess. So top three streaming services to watch the Beavs.
I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
My first one, I think it's fitting for how the team's going to look, and that's they should show them on Shudder, which is the horror movie streaming service.
I like that. My number three is Life Touch. You know the school photos company? They take pictures, but you have to buy like the packages to be able to actually look at them.
Yeah. You got to buy like 70 different size pictures.
Exactly. And then you have a whole bunch of the little ones that you don't actually want or give to anybody, but you have them.
Put your wallet.
Yeah, the wallet ones. Who's putting pictures in a wallet?
I'm still a wallet guy, by the way, though.
I'm still a wallet guy as well.
I love a wallet. Yep.
I mean, I don't sit on it. I take it out when I sit in the car and stuff. But.
Okay. Yes. Well, do you have the like the thing that slides in and has the picture thing on it? No. Oh. Nobody has those anymore. Yeah. So who's getting wallet size pictures? Crazy.
They still offer them.
I get them. I have them. They're right over there. Never going to use them. Nobody is.
But I have, you know, in the last, yeah, maybe it's been a little while now, but I finally got rid of, you know, the Costanza sized wallet.
I could totally see with the Costanza.
I had one. I had a big wallet.
You had a sub shop punch card, didn't you, still?
If there was still a sub shop down on campus, yeah.
I think you still had one.
I could go out to the West 11th one. I don't know if that's still there or not.
I don't think so, actually.
Man, I had one of those too until very recently. I had to go through it and like take shit out of it. I was like, man, I'm never gonna use these. Like, why are these in here? It's much thinner now. Same wallet, same humongous fucking wallet, but it's You got to do it, man.
My number three streaming service for next year's OSU football team is Tubi.
That's my number two.
Tubi! Number two, B.
That's why it was number two.
From the chat, WCP's number three is Tubi as well. Nutian's number three is Twitter. Booble's is Crunchyroll.
Love number that. Two is Crunchyroll as well.
Hey. I guess I'll do my number two because you already did your ski. My number two is Pluto, which is also a very interesting streaming service.
I don't even know what they have. Pluto TV. What is Pluto? Yeah, what do they offer?
Check it out.
Is it one of those live, one of those apps that just show live TV.
They have
one of those.
They have the Comedy Channel. They have the, you know, that kind of stuff. I'll say, though, they have music video channels that make Pluto worth it. So you, if you ever want to watch 90s rap videos, like if you want to go down that rabbit hole, go for it. It's on Pluto.
Also something called YouTube.
You could do that. You could do that. Yes, yes. Yeah. But it's got the same
music videos, you olds. You guys want more Steely Dan, don't you?
It's got those 90s Ananda Lewis MTV vibes, you know? Remember, everybody remember Ananda Lewis? No, nobody? Okay, all right.
Can't say that I do.
Number two is from the chat. Booble says Roku.
Oh, my number one! The Roku channel, which nobody, everyone has, but nobody knows about.
It comes with your TV, man.
It's right up in there.
Everybody has a TV. Everybody has Roku. Number two from WCP is Pluto as well. And then Nutian's number two is Pornhub.
Solid.
Borderline erotic. Did you do your one ski?
No, I still got my number one. My number one is on CBN, which is the Christian Broadcasting Network. And it's obviously got to, you know, the 700 Club will be showed as pregame and postgame.
Yeah.
So. Speaking of the CBN, tune in at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on January 1st to watch the Oregon Ducks play the Liberty Flames in the Fiesta Bowl on CBN right after the 700 Club.
I thought that was going to be a January 6th joke when you first said January and CBN. I was like, yeah, you're going to tie it in somehow.
Same thing. I mean, my number one is some dude's iPhone 11 in the Buffalo Wild Wings in Corvallis. That's my number one streaming service, because that's where you're going to be able to watch the Beavers next year, because they're not going to be streaming. Yep.
Maybe they'll be on Periscope.
Yeah. some dude with his iPhone 11 is going to be streaming it on Periscope. Exactly.
I remember a million years ago, I watched Pacquiao and Mayweather on someone's Periscope.
Totally.
It was very bad. It was really terrible.
Yep. High quality.
Very bad.
Beat there.
Yeah.
I think I remember Kurt allegedly streaming Oregon stuff on his Periscope a few times. Like
when, sounds about right.
Yeah, when they were games like nobody could get, he would stream it on his Periscope.
I miss those. Remember those days where you have to go to a bar that had like a CCTV cut of it?
If you played at Wazoo or you played at Stanford, you had to go to a bar. You just knew it wasn't going to be on.
What was the one off? It's like Overtime or something like that. They used to have the closed feed. Maybe I'm making that up. But I remember there was a place off like West 11th or whatever that you could go to where they had the closed feed where you could, no commercials, nothing. It's literally just the feed of the game itself. Good times. Let's see. Number one's from the chat. Nutian says OPB, which actually, I mean, maybe.
possible.
Yeah, number one from WCP is Freevee.
Freevee.
Love a good Freevee.
And then Booble's number one is Twitch for the artful nudity, which... Twitch, by the way, allowing artful nudity now. So if people want to show butts, like, go for it. We're not going to show butts. Honorable mention from WCP, Zumo Play with an X. Never heard of it.
I've seen that, but I've never delved into the Zumo.
And thank you for the question, WCP, before we go. Oh, go ahead, Ski.
Where is the X in Zumo?
First letter.
I think it's the first letter.
Oh,
yeah.
It's X.
Yeah, X U M O. Yeah.
Xavier, you know, Zumo, Xavier.
Yeah.
Xavier McDaniel, Zumo TV. Come on, man. Get culture.
How did I miss that?
Read a book.
Come on. Guy wants to hear the Eagles on a fucking trumpet.
No, Eagles, no. I draw the line somewhere and it's the Eagles.
Can you name two Eagles songs?
Hotel California.
I have Hotel California, which I know every word to. I will not front. If I'm alone, I will sing it.
I know all the lyrics to that song for the same reason you know all the lyrics to that song. It's because some fucking asshole in high school used to play that before football practice every fucking day. And so we have heard that song 300,000 times.
Did they do?
I think it was Fender, by the way. Fender, if you're listening, go fuck yourself, man.
Did they do "Take It Easy"? Take it.
Oh, they Ooh. Did. Okay, that's number two.
Is that the name of the song?
Take it easy.
I don't know. They say it a bunch, so I assumed it is. And that's all I got on that. Going
down. Jeez. More honorable mentions that really paint a picture about our listenership. Boobles is Bang Bros. And WCP's is OnlyFans. Paints a picture.
I got a nice honorable mention here too, and that's the pre-flight video on Allegiant Airlines.
Oh, yes.
The only place you can watch the game.
That's where you're watching Beaver games. Yeah. On a plane.
Only Allegiant. Also.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. By the way, thank you for reminding me, WCP. The movie this week, continuing Christmas week, is The Muppet Christmas Carol. It is on Disney Plus. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. You guys got anything else?
I have a list. I have your top 10 Eagles songs.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Number 10, Life in the Fast Lane. Number 9, Already Gone. Nope. Number 8, The Long Run. Number 7, Desperado. Desperado. That can't be them. That can't be them. Huh. Oh, I do know this one. Number 6, A Heartache Tonight. Gonna be a heartache tonight. Oh, yeah. Number 5, Best of My Love.
The Best of My Love.
That's St. Louis.
Number 4, Lion Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3, God, it sounds like a movie Ski wants to watch every single day. Take It to the Limit.
Take It to the Limit. That's a good song.
Oh, my God.
Number
2,
Stallone movie from the 80s.
Take It Easy. And number 1, Hotel California. Oh, my God. I just realized I, too, want to hear more Steely Dan and the Allman Brothers at basketball games. So I knew 4 of those songs.
Exactly.
Bunch of olds.
Take it to the limit one more time.
Booble says the Eagles are better than the Beatles.
Oh, absolutely. Not a question.
Yep.
I mean, name a band that's worse than the Beatles. Oof.
O-Town.
It's debatable. Very debatable.
Barely. I think they had Liquid Dreams, which is a little... Which is on par with Hey Jude, I gotta be honest.
He says he says Maroon 5 is worse. Like Maroon 5 might be worse. Yeah.
They did play the Super Bowl.
Imagine Dragons? Yep.
Take it on, but dumb believer.
Alright, let's go. How about that?
All right.
Again, the movie on Sunday, Muppet Christmas Carol. It's on Disney Plus. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Thanks, guys. See you then.
And bye. As a reminder, when you listen to this podcast, take it to the limit one more time.
Oh, man, I really wanted to cut you off. In fact, I'm going to do it right now.